terrorism. Ray defending the FBI's handling of intelligence, indicating the prospect for violence at the U.S. Capitol that day. He told lawmakers that information about threats to the Capitol were properly shared with other law enforcement agencies, even though that was unverified and uncorroborated. Civil rights activist and former advisor to President Bill Clinton, Vernon Jordan, has died. He was 85. Stocks mixed, the Dow up 33, the NASDAQ down 101. This is SRN News.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynavite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started Dynavite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a Dynavite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without Dynavite. When I get out the Dynavite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. Dynavite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. They put God and family first, where you can get home weekly, great benefits, and 401k that the company matches up to 4%, and you're automatically invested. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. How do you like the month of March so far? What a dismal weather day with the cold and the persistent rain. Temperatures hovering mostly in the 40s today. Periods of rain today and tonight. Looks like a soaker, maybe 1 to 2 inches, some spots maybe more than that. The low temperature tonight won't be much different. It'll be in the low 40s. The rain is gone tomorrow, not quite as chilly. In fact, I think we'll be in the low 60s by afternoon tomorrow. Thursday is the best weather day of the week. Sunshine, high temperature in the lower 70s. I think we'll be in the upper 60s on Friday, maybe some showers Friday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama Department of Public Health says the state will receive 40,100 doses of the Johnson & Johnson single-shot COVID-19 vaccine this week. More than 920,000 vaccine doses have now been administered in Alabama. We expect to hear from Governor Kay Ivey this week about the statewide mask mandate. It's set to expire Friday. The Alabama Hospital Association supports extending the mask mandate. Dr. Don Williamson says the order should be extended until more people are vaccinated. And the Lee County community is hosting a memorial in honor of the lives lost following the March 3rd tornado 2 years ago. The Reflection and Remembrance event is open to the public. It will be held tomorrow at noon at the Courthouse Square in downtown Opelika. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Howdy, parents. Saddle up your little buckaroos for a day of cowboy fun at the SLE Rodeo coming to Garrett Coliseum, March 18th through the 20th. Purchase tickets at slerodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO-2.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Best Friends Pet Resort on the Wetumpka Highway for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Well, welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. 272-9228, that's where we are. Any caller can get in to Tweed Creek Farm Market and the Mortgage Corporation South gift card drawing. Gift card on Thursday, Tweed Creek on Friday. Need to get in to win. Let's go to John Williams, Mortgage Corporation South. John, how are you doing today, my friend?
Man, I'm doing wonderfully well. Even though the sun's not out and it's kind of rainy, stormy, it's still a great day.
I like that. Good attitude.
You know, that's the way you have to treat it. Doesn't matter whether the sun's out or it's storming, you can make each day what you want to make it. Hey, you know, I know you probably know this, but just in case you don't, did you know that you have the Dan Morris Show has a very diverse audience? Did you know that?
I did kind of know that.
Yeah. You know, and the reason I say that is I've met so many people. They call on Mortgage Corporation of the South. Some of the folks that we talk with have some of the best credit that I've ever seen in my career. No kidding. Some of the best, highest credit scores. They have taken advantage of the lowest rate available. And also, we've had quite a few people call us who weren't so fortunate to have wonderful credit. And we've been able to either send them in the right direction and give them some guidance, or help them with rebuilding their credit with equity loans. So, you know, we're all humans, we're all people, and it just really doesn't matter. I mean, whether you're on top of the mountain as far as your credit is concerned or down in the valley, you know, we're all people. And we don't judge people by whether their credit score is a 300 or an 800. That really doesn't matter. At Mortgage Corporation of the South, we are a mortgage and loan center. And our message on this program is working exactly as it's supposed to. Again, we're reaching the folks that need our help. They need a loan to rebuild their credit, but not only that, cash in on equity that they have in their property. We've helped so many of those people that have already been turned down by banks and other lenders, or some that just were scared to call and ask because they're like, well, I'll be turned down. We've also helped a lot of people with really good credit and taking advantage of these low interest rates that we've had. They're just there for the taking. So, you know, I just wanted to mention that to you. You know, we've helped all of these people, and they continue to call. And I think a lot of the reasons they call is they trust you. You've done business with us, and you're very influential with your base out there. And not really anything in particular to talk about other than that today. I just want to say that, you know, I appreciate all of you that's called on Mortgage Corporation of the South, because we are that mortgage and loan center. We're there if you want to get a loan on your automobile or on your home or on your land, whether you have perfect credit or whether you need a helping hand. You know, your credit's less than perfect. Or even though there's a lot of people, too, that have problems verifying their income. I mean, they got bank statements, but their tax returns. They file for extensions and things like that. You know, banks don't want to hear that when you go in to apply for a loan. That's where, you know, we can come to the rescue a lot of times with those equity loans. So just wanted to put that message out there today and let you know how diverse those folks are. And you just have a wonderful audience. You really do. Really do.
Well, thank you so very much. I tell you, the reason it works is because I have confidence in you. I have personal confidence in you. When I first met you, you and I just hit it off perfectly. And so I give that to my audience because I trust you. And particularly what you've done for me. So my audience basically likes when I kind of give it the Dan Morris seal of approval.
That's right. Well, I sure do appreciate that. I appreciate all that you do. I appreciate all your listeners. I enjoy the show, and I appreciate all that Joey does in helping you manage this thing. And so y'all just remember this. You know, you may not need me today. You might not need me tomorrow. You might not need me ever. But when you do, whether you have perfect credit or whether your credit's on the slow side, whether you need a loan on your home, your automobile, or your land, we're just a phone call away. Remember that little slogan that we have. It's kind of catchy. Make your next move your best move. Call MCS on top of the mountain in Wetumpka, now celebrating 26 years in business. 567-9000 is the number, 567-9000. One more time, 567-9000. 9000. Be sure to check us out on Facebook, Mortgage Corporation of the South of Wetumpka. It's the site with the picture of the big pretty building on the front. Company NMLS numbers 232876, equal housing lender. Dan, I enjoyed this so much. Why don't we talk about this same time tomorrow?
Let's do it, John. You have a great day, my friend.
You too. See y'all.
Bye. John Williams, Mortgage Corporation South. Let's go to the phone and go to Baby Ruth. Baby Ruth, how are you? Baby Ruth. Baby Ruth, you there?
Hello?
Baby Ruth, you're on.
Yeah.
Baby Ruth,
hello?
You're on the air.
Oh, okay. Hey, Dan, I was listening to the radio. I thought you were still on there with the other man. Okay. No. How you doing today?
Doing good. What's up?
Good. Does Dan, that guy that just got off there with you, a Mortgage Corporation of the South, did he say that he helps other people that don't live in Montgomery area, that lives like maybe up by Huntsville? Does he go that far up? Or?
He goes anywhere in Alabama. I'm sending
okay,
my son to him.
I'll let my grandson know then, because they live up close to Huntsville, and they're trying to think of buying a house for the first time. So I'll let him know, okay?
Excellent.
Can you put me on the two drawings, please, sir?
Give me month and day of birth.
A 7-7.
Baby Ruth, you're in.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Dan. We love you, Dan.
Love you. Bye.
Praying for you.
Thank
praying
you.
For you. Bye-bye.
Barbara, how are you, my dear?
I'm good, Dan. You're sounding good, too. I hope you feel as well as you sound.
I'm feeling better. Got a doctor's appointment tomorrow, but I'm feeling good.
Well, I'm glad, and you're still in my prayers.
Thank you.
Am I correct in saying when Hyundai came here to, well, wherever they are, Montgomery, I guess, they said that if they called, they wanted to vote in the union, that they would leave?
They did.
Okay. You think Amazon might do the same thing?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Interesting. Interesting thought.
Those are two different numbers, though. The Hyundai plant is billions of dollars worth of assets, and it's a full-tilt car manufacturing plant, just like in Detroit. The Bessemer plant for Amazon is strictly processing.
Don't they pay pretty good?
They do pay pretty good, and they've got fairly good benefits, but they work in these now new 12-hour shifts, which is not, they don't like that very much.
Well, they knew that when they went to work. That's my attitude.
Well, they changed the 12-hour shift just about a month ago.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I got you. Well, all right. Well, thank you very much, Joey. Would you please put me in for Sweet Creek 6-9?
You're in.
Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Now people want to get in on the gift showing. Biloxi Gambler? I haven't talked to Biloxi Gambler in a long time.
Well, I listen every day. I just don't really have anything to contribute a lot to the national news. I try not to get too upset about it. You got it all covered.
Well, I'm trying to do my best.
And I listen to it. I learn. But no, it's just all a mess up there. I don't really have a lot to say about it. You were talking about Amazon, though, and, you know, I've got a lot of union experience, and I was sitting here in my bubble trying to avoid the COVID till I get my shots, and...
Have you gotten either one of them yet?
Excuse me, sir?
Have you gotten your first one yet?
No, sir, no, I haven't got the first one. I've got 5 appointments in 5 different counties, and I've got a friend, and I shouldn't say this on the radio, but she got her second shot, and what she did was she volunteered to check people in so that she can sneak me in, so I can go ahead and get a shot, and so she's doing that. So I'm doing everything I can to get a shot, and she says, and if I get caught, she goes, I'm going to say, oops, And what can they do? Fire me from a job they don't pay me for?
There you go.
So I'm doing everything I can by hook and by crook to get the shots, because I really need one, mostly because of my mom. My mom's already got her two shots. Yeah, she's, you know, been done. I got a question.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was looking at restaurant workers. You know, they're talking about $15 an hour for everybody. So I just did, since you mentioned the Bamazon, and we're talking Alabama, I looked at a very popular national chain. If they want to be mentioned, they can buy some ad time. But they're all over the place. And I looked at a price of one of their meals on Taylor Road is $12.13. And I compared it with the price at Albuquerque, New Mexico, and it's $12.13. I'm going to get to a question here.
Okay.
In Albuquerque, New Mexico, because they have a restaurant workers union, when they hire you right off the street, I guess here, I don't know what minimum wage is. What is it, $7.50, something like that?
$7.35, but waitstaff are not paid $7.35. Go ahead.
Okay. Albuquerque pays $21.96 right off the street. Dallas, Texas pays $24. These are union shops. Dallas, Texas pays $24.58 right off the street. Now, Hawaii only pays $10. That was kind of weird to me. You know, the cost of living in Hawaii. And Minneapolis is $16.38. I've got a list of them. We're not going to go through all that. But my question is, when you compare, you know, $7.35 right off the street in Montgomery versus $21.96 in Albuquerque, how do they still sell the menu price being the same? Where does that money, you know, there's got to be, because I'm wrong, I guess, because I told somebody, because I got a finance background, and I said, well, when you raise the cost of labor, you're going to raise prices. I mean, that's just common sense. You know, anybody's...
Either you're going to raise prices or go out of business. Now, remember that a wait staff person is not paid minimum wage. They're paid a minimum cash wage of $2.13 an hour. Then tips make up the other part of that. So I don't know when you... I don't know... And you say in Albuquerque... If you truly meant that was for waitstaff also.
It was for cashiers, drive-thru, fry cooks, and burger flippers, cooks.
Okay, that's different. It doesn't... Yeah. I mean, when you're quoting $13 for a meal, that's not drive-thru pickup type thing. That's,
no, it's $12.13.
Okay, that's not drive-thru pickup. That's normally...
Yes, it is, yeah. It's a bacon quarter... Taylor Road.
What restaurant?
Man, do you want me to say it's
yes,
McDonald's?
Yes.
The quarter pounder meals, $12.13 nationwide. But if you get a job running the cash register in Dallas, Texas, is $24.58. Now I don't know what they pay at Taylor Road, you know, individually, but it ain't $24.58. I tell you that.
No, it's not. But again, I think you're trying to stretch your numbers here. McDonald's is looking at the fact that, I mean, when you said 12 something, I was not thinking Big Mac meal. I mean, that's expensive. So that's...
It's the meal. It's got the fries and the Coke. I don't eat fast food, so
yeah,
I don't know.
I'm just telling you, that sounds extraordinarily high to me. But,
it was Taylor Road was 12, 13.
Don't just stop. Can you look that up? Because that something doesn't look right with that. A business is not going to stay in business if they're not making a profit. So if a company is trying to sell widgets and your minimum wage is going up and you can't sell that widget for a profit, you're not going to sell the widget anymore. You're going to be out of business. You're either going to close or you're not going to sell that widget. So the answer to the question is going to be free market. And the bad side of free market is people get let go. People get fired, they get terminated when things don't work out. Go by Pandora Bread, go by Gold's Gym, go by and look at the places that are closed because they weren't in business and they couldn't reopen.
Oh, I understand that. That's what I'm saying. That's just basic economics. We're in lockstep on that. And it's a bacon quarter pounder meal is what it was.
I'm looking at DoorDash. It's $8.69 on DoorDash.
Well,
maybe if you add the make it a large, it's 9 something. Then you add tax, but you know, a little shy of what number you're quoting.
Yeah. Well, I looked up what unions, restaurant unions. There's not many of them, but they would. In Atlanta, they only make $9. But that's something. But and we'd be more on the line with that. My question is if these other there are other cities that are union shops that are paying more and they have the same meal and it said Taylor Road 12-13 bacon quarter pounder meal. But anyway, they may be wrong. I don't know. You know how things are on the internet. That's the only thing that I got.
Yeah, I mean, my first glance at that. Am I going to go to Applebee's or am I going to go to McDonald's for dinner at 12?
Oh, I don't eat. I don't do that. That's why I said I've
okay.
never been.
Just didn't seem right to me. Anything else, Pelosi Gambler?
No, man. I appreciate you and good luck with all the stuff you're going through. You're sounding great, and I know a lot of people that have gone through the stuff that you're going through back in the past, and it looks like they got a better handle on it because you're doing really good. Most of these other people, they'd have been out of work for weeks on some of the stuff.
Not Danny Boy. Thanks, Lucy Gamble.
We pray for you, buddy. Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
And I'd imagine some of these big corporations like Walmart, you can hold prices pretty stable wherever you are, but I'd imagine fast food works on a franchise basis, so the franchise needs to be profitable.
Yeah, the franchise is owned by an individual.
Right.
All the McDonald's are owned by an individual.
And that would be, to local pressures, market forces, and reflect the cost of living.
What happens is the person that's sitting at the drive-thru that's taking your order probably is not making $7.35 an hour. Had started when they walked into the McDonald's franchise at that. But they had to show a level of competence to be able to get that particular job.
Especially drive-thru, yeah.
And because you have to be good and you have to be right.
Yeah.
That's different than, pulling fries out of a fryer or cooking hamburgers. So there's not a lot of people that are actually making minimum wage. Minimum wage is an entry job.
Yes.
It's an entry level. It's for people just starting out or people who lost a job and they need something right now. Then they get minimum wage. Then you work your way up. And the object of the game is work your way up.
Yeah, and the concept that every job must be a breadwinner job, I think, is foolish. And like you pointed out, it's better to get even $5 an hour than no dollars an hour. And if you're living with a family, you're living with other folks, everything helps. The idea that every job must be a living wage is going to cut a lot of people out of the workforce.
Well, the other thing that they neglect to mention is the earned income tax credit that we came under the Reagan administration. Now they've been adulterated completely. Mm-hmm. But you get all your tax money back, plus some, particularly if you have kids, if you're working on those jobs that don't pay way above minimum wage. But this notion that there are millions and millions and millions of people earning minimum wage out there that are supporting a family, that just is not true. Now, are they part of a family? Absolutely. May they have a child in that family? Absolutely, some of those. But if you're stuck at minimum wage, then you need to ask yourself, what's wrong with me? Going to be back after this.
This magic moment. The Dan Morris Show.
So different and so new, was like any other until I kiss you.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Seniors, enjoying your retirement doesn't have to break the bank. Caravita Village has recently been renovated and upgraded. Their community is built on relationships. 3 chef-inspired meals daily, transportation, group activities, and a host of other amenities are waiting for you at Caravita Village. One affordable monthly rate. Ask about their 2 free month special through April 30th. Tour your new home today. Call 284-0370 or visit caravitavillage.com.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy.
we talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
C-Square Performance Automotive in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to repair your vehicle and get you back on the road fast. All work at C-Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. You will trust us and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... ...and Doug.
Okay, class, let's bump it up to 9.
Come on, Limu, keep peddling. We got to build our endurance to let more people know that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Pick up the pace, bird legs.
Hey, don't talk to Limu like that.
I'm not. I'm talking to you.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Air Now Home Services are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to Air Now Home Services on Main Street in Millbrook. For electrical, heating, and air, our big yellow trucks will be there. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Air Now Home Services.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Laughs, fun, and some priceless financial advice from Montgomery's premier asset preservationist. Weeknights at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Every time I speak your name,
that's funny. You say that you are so helpless too,
that you don't know what to do.
Ooh. Each night I pray there will never come a day when you up and take your love away.
Man.
Say you feel the same way.
Inflation less responsive to our employment than in the past. Well, we'll see. Okay, so let's fit Red Top in here before it gets off onto a different subject here. Red Top, how say you, my friend?
I'm doing fine. I guess we deserve a couple more days of winter, but I got kind of spoiled already. I don't know about you guys.
Oh, man, I was loving it, and Benji was loving it, too.
Oh, I bet. And, yeah, now's a good day for Benji to stay inside.
Today he is at home lounging around in his pajamas.
Actually, I believe it. Last night I was watching CBS Evening News, or really early this morning because I was up till 2 doing artworks. And Catherine Hirsch comes on. And did you see her yesterday in the blue dress?
I did not.
Okay, anyway, Catherine Harris, she comes on, and now I know why she's so precise and exact all the time. It is because I think Catherine Harris is a Vulcan. If you would have seen her last night, in this, it looked like a Starship Enterprise uniform. Her hair is cut very short. Her face is slim, and her hair is so black. So all this lady it was missing was the pointed ears. I'm convinced she's a Vulcan. She's so perfect all the time, Dan.
I like that.
Yes, and I know that does not contribute whatsoever to the world at all, but, hey, we gotta have a little comic relief every now and then. The Supreme Court is reviewing voting rights.
I saw that.
Did y'all already talk about that?
We did not.
I just wondered if you knew anything about what the changes were, because on NPR, they're just having a fit because the court is now conservative and what it involves, and they're saying again it's going to disenfranchise people, which is far from true, I'm sure, and because I'm about to go vote right now for our, whatever the seat is. City council, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
No. In this
this is the seat Burkett resigned.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Wait,
where do you vote?
Highland Gardens.
Okay.
Yeah, so they said City of Montgomery, time to go do it, so a Democrat could go get in.
There you go.
Anything but that guy. And, Putin's in trouble. I don't know if all the world news, the other countries, is top stories, Vladimir Putin, UN conclusion that he poisoned, order the poisoning, and they're just having a fit about it. But
it's kind of funny. The Khashoggi thing has loosened up they're shaking the tree now and seeing what other bad actors fall out of the tree.
Putin, isn't that the truth?
Putin is one of them.
Yes. How funny. This comes within 3 or 4 days of each other. These reports come out, pretty much the same script on both of them, isn't it?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if China gets involved in this.
Wow. I don't know why they would. China's...
Well, they basically killed the guy who's ratted them out on the Wuhan virus.
They sure did. And, you know, everybody does it. I hate to say it. You know, we shot the rocket at old Khashoggi. And, you know, all these things were considered justified by the people that did it. So it's a bizarre thing to justify and criminalize. You know what I mean? I wonder, just like there's nothing going to happen to Mohammed bin Salman. Nothing. As far as I know.
I don't think they can do anything to him because he's basically a junior head of state.
It's good to be the sovereign.
Yeah, really.
Yes. Okay, so is there a policy against sanctioning sovereign leaders of states? Is that what a general policy is throughout the world?
I think trying to find a leader of a state guilty of murder and dismemberment would be... Let's just say the result might not be very good.
And very quickly, they could go, hey, China, we'll do more business with you, because the Chinese would love to get into that part of the world in the Mediterranean.
Really?
Ain't no doubt. There's, you know, Biden needs to be smart. Of course, that's a whole hell of a lot. I'm sorry I even said that. On that note, I'll shut up, because I want to roll tides and go from. Thank you, guys.
That's a tough one, Colbert. We're going to a break. Coming back. Dan Moore Show on a Tuesday.
In your pocket?
Download the Newstalk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
With WOW Internet, your home is more than just a home. It can be your office. And also a school. And a gym. And a store. A movie theater. A bar. You need speed and reliability to do it all. Get Super Fast Internet 100 for a crazy low $29.99 a month. Plus, for a limited time, get a free modem for 6 months. Sign up today at WOWWay.com.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. Offer subject to change.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Call the Dixie experts for all of your electrical fixture installations for true peace of mind. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Hey there, I'm a dog. Now, I know we tend to eat things we probably shouldn't, but what you put in that food bowl really makes a difference. And dogs love it when you feed us Nutrina dog food from Prattville Farm Center. I love the taste and the energy it gives me, and you'll love it too, because it's made locally and won't hurt your wallet. Now, I've got squirrels to chase. See ya.
See the full line of Nutrina products at Prattville Farm Center, 1154 South Memorial Drive, or call 365-5400.
This is Matt Woodham with Woodham Southside Firestone. As a businessman, you need to watch your advertising dollar. We've been using Blue Water Broadcasting for many years. Blue Water Broadcasting is the biggest bang for your buck. Blue Water Broadcasting and Woodham Southside Firestone, a great combination.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. How do you like the month of March so far? What a dismal weather day with the cold and the persistent rain. Temperatures hovering mostly in the 40s today. Periods of rain today and tonight. Looks like a soaker, maybe 1 to 2 inches, some spots maybe more than that. The low temperature tonight won't be much different. It'll be in the low 40s. The rain is gone tomorrow, not quite as chilly. In fact, I think we'll be in the low 60s by afternoon tomorrow. Thursday is the best weather day of the week. Sunshine, high temperature in the lower 70s. I think we'll be in the upper 60s on Friday, maybe some showers Friday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Some people have hearts of stone.
Yeah, you never want to start out a news story with a third woman accuser who comes forward. Listen in, this is CBS on Cuomo.
A third woman now accuses New York Governor Andrew Cuomo of harassment, adding to the claims of inappropriate behavior by the three-term Democrat. His first two accusers are former staff members. As national correspondent Jerika Duncan reports, the new accuser says it happened at a wedding.
Anna Ruck told the New York Times she never met Governor Andrew Cuomo before this night. At a September 2019 wedding, Ruck said she was discussing the governor's toast when instantly he put his hand on her bare lower back. She removed his hand with her own. The next moment is captured here. When the governor placed his hands on her cheeks, he asked if he could kiss her loudly enough for a friend standing nearby to hear. The now 33-year-old said she was confused and shocked and embarrassed. This is the third allegation of sexual harassment against Cuomo. He has not responded to the new allegation, but in a previous statement, the three-term governor said that he never inappropriately propositioned anyone, but rather his comments were attempts at being playful and apologized to anyone who misinterpreted his actions.
Okay, so there's one, there's two, there's three. You think there's going to be a four and a five and a six?
Yeah, especially if it's an allegation like this, where it is the level of harassment. It's not assault.
And somebody heard it standing next to him?
Yeah. It seems like he's just like this.
I mean, can you see they hear that and they go, oh?
Yeah. Especially with people it happened to and they're like, oh, that was weird. But now that the floodgates are open, I'll tell my story.
Well, you also know that there's some staffer that's there during the campaign that knows a whole bunch of stuff. You also know there's some state troopers that know a whole bunch of stuff.
And I'm wondering, who's orchestrating this? I think there's somebody. I kind of look at the current vice president.
Well, we didn't get to that clip yesterday, did we?
No, I don't think so.
That Devin Nunes kind of came up with that. We'll do that right after this cut here. More on third accuser.
On Twitter, the two other accusers added their support for Ruck. Lindsay Boylan saying she feels nauseous thinking about Anna's experience. And Charlotte Bennett saying his inappropriate and aggressive behavior cannot be justified or normalized. Earlier yesterday, Bennett rejected the governor's attempt to apologize, accusing him of refusing to acknowledge or take responsibility for his predatory behavior. This comes as the state attorney general, Letitia James, announced she is officially moving forward with an independent investigation into Cuomo's alleged actions after receiving the correct paperwork from the governor's office. Now, several Democrats and advocacy groups have called for the governor to resign amid the allegations. And that investigation will be the second one looking into Cuomo's office. The Justice Department is also probing as to whether or not the state's inaccurately reported some nursing home deaths in the state. We also learned that the governor has hired a criminal defense attorney to represent him and others in his office into those federal inquiries.
Hey, criminal defense attorney, huh? But that's supposed to be because of the nursing home. When you have a chance, flip over to yesterday. It's Devin Nunes. I think it's mark number 5 and 6. Meanwhile, who do we have on one?
Ellis.
The guy's so cool, yes, they named an island after him.
Yeah, darn right. Good afternoon, y'all.
Good afternoon.
So, talking about the Cuomo thing, last night Hannity was bringing up the same thing, points I brought up yesterday when I called you. He's basically Biden versus Cuomo, you know? And so we had Dan Bongino versus Geraldo. Geraldo's trying to make excuses, it seemed, for Geraldo.
Yeah, Dan tore him up.
Did you see that?
I did. Tore him up.
I love it. I mean, Geraldo, they look like he was his mustache fixed to fly off his face. He's getting so mad.
Well, Geraldo will say things that he'll use these illustrations that he'll go, well, the people that are coming over the border are the people that are cleaning your bathrooms at the hotel. No, they're not. Some of them are, yes. But you've got, like, everybody that's working as maid staff in a hotel is an illegal immigrant. That's not true.
No, it's not. Yeah. Feelings, Dan, remember?
Feelings.
Yeah. That's Geraldo, too. And, boy, I tell you what, he ought to know better to go up against Dan Bongino. I wouldn't, especially if I was Geraldo's kind of a middle-of-the-road guy, though. But, yeah, he says things that are just not true. It's all emotion. But, well, yeah, last night on Hannity, he was bringing up all the points I brought up yesterday about the two. Go after Biden. It's hypocrisy. You need to go after him.
Yeah,
you
know? I'm gonna, don't hold your breath on that.
That ain't going to happen.
One at a time.
You got it. Well, y'all have a good afternoon. God bless America, buddy. God bless y'all.
Thanks, Ellis. Was that the last clip or next to last clip?
The next to last, the one before this, was about the Newsom recall. I think this is...
Let's do the Newsom recall, and then let's do this.
You spoke at the CPAC about recalling Governor Newsom. Do you think that the governor of California will get recalled?
Well, I think it depends on if the people in California actually begin to receive real information. If they found out that the Speaker of the House was getting their hair done when other people couldn't get their hair done during COVID, if they find out that the governor was having certain places that were open while others were closed, some people were eating outside while he was eating inside at one of the nicest restaurants and finest restaurants in California, without wearing a mask, without social distancing, with, I think 10 or 12 people drinking thousands of dollars of wine. I think those types of issues, if the independent voter, those people that don't pay attention to politics, learn about the corruption of the Democratic Party and the Socialist Party in California, I think a Republican, as long as there's one Republican that runs on the ballot, we're going to have to rally behind one, I think they'll have a very good chance of winning. One of the things I said yesterday at CPAC to watch closely for is, will the Democrats turn and actually put themselves on the ballot? Because the question will be, do you want to recall, yes or no? If the answer is yes, who would you vote for? And so the Democrats will be taking a real risk if they do not run a prominent Democrat on there, because it would potentially only be Republicans on the ballot.
Okay, so I did that as a setup. Now he's going to give his opinion on why they're going after Newsom and Cuomo. Listen in.
This whole throwing Cuomo, throwing Newsom under the bus by from Democrats, you say that is a larger theme. There's a reason that Democrats are throwing these two governors of New York and California under the bus right now. Real quick, why?
Well, I think it's real easy. The Democratic Party is really a socialist party with a Politburo system. It's how it runs out in California. And I've said this on your show before. Kamala Harris never really had to run for anything. And when she did run for something, she couldn't even get 1% in the Democratic primary. She had to drop out after, blowing through $100 million. What they're doing here, what I believe they're doing here is that Cuomo and Newsom are expendable now. They're a threat. They're a threat to the Politburo system. They're a threat to Harris. Because before, all the stuff about Cuomo was known for a long time. This isn't new information.
So this is all about
eliminating the opposition. Eliminate the opposition so that she has a free run in 2024 and isn't challenged by one of, prominent governors from two of the biggest states, New York or California.
Okay.
Huh. So get rid of those two real quick so we have a clear path. And, it's going to be interesting on the recall. I don't see Newsom surviving this. And Cuomo is dying the death of a thousand cuts here.
Yeah.
He is just... And the problem is he doesn't get it. He does not realize what's happening to him. And it's kind of like, I'm going to get out of this because he's always has. News on 93.1. Demo show back after this.
Dan Morris Show.
But baby, I'm for real. I'm as real.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And if you're currently renting, this one is for you.
First-time homebuyers typically have lots of questions. What does my credit score have to be? How much can I afford? What will my payment be? What's my down payment? We get it. Buying a home is a big deal, but it doesn't have to be a big headache. At Alabama Alabama Home Mortgage, we make the process as easy as possible.
Getting started is simple. Don't put the cart before the horse. Your very first step should be to speak with an experienced loan originator, like ourselves, who will walk hand in hand with you. You can give us a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to begin the quick Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval process.
Long gone are the days of huge down payments. You'll be amazed at how little money, if any, is required to buy your first home.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Rent no longer. It's time to buy. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Sylvester Stewart. Sly and the Family Stone. Coming back over to today's clips, please. Thank you, son. Lindsey Graham. On Cuomo's situation compared to Kavanaugh, with Sean, he's talking.
I think one of your finest moments in the U.S. Senate was during the Kavanaugh hearing, and you had had enough. Now, you've got all these new allegations against Governor Cuomo. I don't know if these things are true. I thought the Republican Party, frankly, for once, actually handled that situation with Justice Kavanaugh the right way. Okay, serious allegations. We're going to stop, pause, and investigate. Sure. And they did. And we found out a lot of lies were told, and you had had enough. I don't know the case here. I believe in due process, presumption of innocence, Senator.
Well, number one, the idea that Cuomo would appoint his own investigator tells you a lot about his mindset. So the Democratic Party is now piling on Andrew Cuomo because he's made a lot of enemies along the way. But you've been consistent, and I've been consistent. We allowed Dr. Ford to be heard. There were five accusations against Justice Kavanaugh. Three were literally made up. And when it comes to Dr. Ford, I think something happened to her, but I don't think Brett Kavanaugh had anything to do with it. And all I'm asking my Democratic colleagues who believed every word Dr. Ford said, even before Judge Kavanaugh spoke, and we did an investigation, you're now giving Cuomo a complete pass. Schumer went on the floor of the Senate day in and day out accusing all of us Republicans of supporting sexual assault. Have you heard him say one word about this? So the double standard is pretty obvious, but the one thing that I can't explain to you because you're not up here, I couldn't walk 3 feet during the Kavanaugh hearing without some reporter sticking a microphone in my face. What do you think about the new accusation? And the idea that Kavanaugh was guilty was pervasive. The accusation was self-proving. I haven't had one person ask me about the accusations against Governor Cuomo from the media. Not one.
Have you seen the press take the mic in front of Democrats like Durbin and Hirono and asking them what they think? Three's a lot. And this is not, you know, that crazy Abinabi attorney type person. These are legitimate, known people within the Obama administration and or known Democrats and Democrat operatives. That's the big part of this. The fact that these people have tenure and placement within the Democrat operation, that they have a lot to lose with this, particularly in a state like New York. But a lot of these people have D.C. ties, so interesting to see what happens with this. Graham advice to Dems, take the allegations seriously.
There are serious allegations made by Tara Reid and another woman out in Nevada. Now do we go back and take those allegations seriously? In other words, you had a whole I Believer caucus and the list of people, I'll scroll it again, that are silent now that was so vocal then is pretty darn long, Senator.
Well, here's what I would tell my Democratic colleagues to do. Follow the Republican model. We had a Republican nominee for the Supreme Court be accused of something the day before we voted, the moment before we voted. We could have gone ahead saying this was too late. You sat on it. You didn't tell us. This is not fair. We stopped the entire damn process. We had days and weeks of hearings. We had another FBI investigation. We took it seriously. And what should you do as Democrats regarding Cuomo? Do exactly what Republicans did. Call for an independent investigation. Take it seriously.
Good advice, but they're not. But this thing is cracking. I'll have to say, I didn't get to cut it, but NBC Nightly News actually ran a story on this last night. First one I've seen. Almost a minute long. I couldn't believe it. So staying with Lindsey Graham here, Lindsey Graham, Republicans need to put the best team on the field in 2022. Amen, Lindsey.
To the president's speech at CPAC, no third party. America First agenda, Make America Great Again agenda. Mitch McConnell, to his credit, you know, said, vote for him if he's the nominee. Okay, there are disagreements at times. Ronald Reagan famously said, if we agree 80% of the time, you're not my enemy. Is he right?
Reagan was right. I just talked to President Trump just a few minutes ago, and I said, listen, it's not necessary for everybody to like each other. I actually like President Trump. He's been very nice to me. He's allowed me to be in his world. He allows me to give my 2 cents worth about different issues when he was president. This is his party. If you don't get that, you missed a lot at CPAC. Donald Trump has the nomination right now, and nobody can take it away from him if he wants to run. And I think he's got a damn good chance of getting reelected again based on what the Democrats are doing to the country. But what I would tell President Trump, the real test for you and the Republican Party is 2022. Let's make sure we have our best candidates on the field. Let's don't have primaries of people who've been good Republican conservatives. Let's unite. And if we'll follow President Trump's lead, that we're going to be the United Republican Party, we're going to put our best team on the field in 2022, that sets the stage for a 2024 comeback. We've got a lot of talented people in the party, Sean. Did you find one person at CPAC criticize Donald Trump? I thought it was amazing that you have so many people wanting to be president on our side, but not one person would say anything bad about him. That tells you a lot about the strength of President Trump.
They've got to do, putting the best team on the field in 2022 is huge. What I'm worried about is you're going to have these people that someone says something bad about Trump, Trump says something bad about them, so they go, well, I'm going to go run as a Trump person against that person. But they don't have any money, they don't have any means, they don't have any talent, and it just fades. What happened in 2012, it just doesn't go anywhere. And you got to do more than just show up and get your name on the ballot, a lot more. So they need to put the very, 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 very best team. Now, I understand that Kevin McCarthy is doing that with the House. He is really trying to get good people. He's not trying to take Republicans out. You know, he'll let the Republicans deal with that. But he's trying to get in really good people in states that can win a House seat. Do you realize by comparison of history, if you go back and look at Obama midterm and you look at that 2010 election, how many seats they lost? It was huge. And part of it was voting for Obamacare, doing things and not bringing people along and just in your face, stuff it down your throat. And the public didn't like that, and they went nuts. So that 2010 election was seismic. And I want to see Morning Joe the day after, because right now the 2022 race, for the House at least, will be seismic. If they can get good replacements in North Carolina and Pennsylvania for these Republicans, and then run good Republicans. I believe they have it in New Hampshire. I believe they'll have it in Nevada. And if they run good Republicans against Warnock and Kelly, they might kind of surprise some people, but they've got to stop going back to the same old people. McSally isn't going to cut it. You have to have somebody much more dynamic, which kind of brought into a conversation of our lady here who's running for the U.S. Senate. I was asked on the telephone, I'm running out of time, aren't I?
Yeah, which lady?
The lady's running for U.S. Senate for Shelby City.
Oh, already announced, Linda Blanchard?
Yeah. I didn't realize her claim to fame is that she's a Slovakian ambassador.
Yeah. From what I've seen, I like her. I want to learn more. Just, you know,